Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Crooked Climb with Suzanne and Denise. Life and business are not linear. Let's get moving with honest, reliable, and unbiased information you can use to master life and business. We've all experienced life's ups and downs. In this show, Suzanne and Denise are committed to moving onward, upward, and most of all, learning from the biggest challenges we face in life and business. Join in the conversations with experts in their respective fields of health, wellness, personal development, fitness, and fun, and that's not all. Your path to self-mastery starts here. No climb is a straight line. Goals are achievable with clear targets. The ascent begins now.
Hello, hello, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. I'm Suzanne.
Hello, hello. I'm Denise.
And welcome, welcome to The Crooked Climb. This is the debut episode, and we're really excited to kind of go over our format today and what this is all going to be about for you. But first, we want to introduce ourselves.
So since this is The Crooked Climb with Suzanne and Denise, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Suzanne. And I'm actually going to read her bio that she sent me because I'll just tell you how cool she is. But I think she probably wants me to tell you a little bit more. So this is my friend Suzanne Taylor with Tailored Consulting. And since 2009, Suzanne has supported individuals and small businesses to grow both personally and professionally. She's a technology wizard, seriously, and a master certified coach, which means she has over 10,000 hours of coaching. And she has a unique marketing strategy and a genuine interest to see others to succeed. Drawing upon her background as a competitive athlete and the study of positive psychology, which is a neuroscience of habits and personal well-being, she takes ideas to the next level for her clients. One of her marketing ideas actually generated over $5 million in sales with only a $100 investment. Setting and disrupting trends in marketing, advertising, and PR helps her clients connect the dots, find the leaks, and develop the strategy for their practices to succeed, take to the next level, and have her team to provide all of those recommended services with expert project management and Suzanne's direct consulting and overhead view. With her down-to-earth, no BS style, rock star style, you'll feel confident and connected with a plan for your website that builds trust, content that attracts SEO, receive more engagement on social media, reputation, reviews, email marketing, and advertising. Additionally, Suzanne truly is a rock star and a absolute true friend. So this is Suzanne.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's so weird to hear somebody else say that. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my business bestie, Denise Segal. She's the CEO of the livinghealthylist.com and is really, truly an inspirational thought leader, not only to me, but thousands of other people. And she's determined to provide the Living Healthy List readers with honest, reliable, research-backed information in health, wellness, personal development, and fun that can be implemented in real life. And Denise began her career with a bachelor's degree in hotel and restaurant business management with that magical focus on nutrition. And she's condensed that 25 years of experience and the study of nutrition, cooking, exercise, coaching to help her clients find a happy, healthy lifestyle that works for them. And her experience in cooking and nutrition delivers that unique perspective on what works and what doesn't work for most people. And her philosophy revolves around these three pillars, which is so much like our podcast here. Eat real food, make good decisions, and be accountable. And she has done amazing things for those three areas in my life, her clients, and now we're bringing it together and what we're going to discuss with you here on this Crooked Climb podcast. So all of our personal stories, our triumphs, our failures, we're going to dive into it all, and you're going to get a sneak peek behind the scenes in what it takes to be an entrepreneur in this day and age. So Denise, I'm going to let you kick off our first kind of pillar, Nourish, and where we're going to take that over the next year with our listeners.
Sure. So, you know, on a regular year, things are hectic. We know that. Each year, you know, you have that same resolution, you know, I'm going to lose weight, I'm going to eat better, whatever it might be. But this year's going to be different. We're here to help you with the shortcuts, the hacks, the systems that'll really help you to make your lives better, more organized, more efficient, and more enjoyable. And when it comes to the area of nourishment, nourishing our bodies, there's so much involved with that. You know, obviously, when we talk nourishment, we think food, which basically that's what it's about. And eating the right foods. We live in a food toxic environment nowadays. I mean, truly, when you walk into a Quick Trip or a Wawa or a 7-Eleven, there is so much food there, but there's so much junk food there. And, you know, we are all guilty of, you know, popping into the 7-Eleven on the way from, you know, one place to the other, one appointment to the next. Okay, maybe not so much this year. And just kind of grabbing what is easy. What's happening with our within our body and with our life is by not nourishing ourselves with real food and by filling our bellies with the kind of the junk food, you're kind of filling a void, not necessarily filling your body. And so when it comes to nourishing your body, we really want to talk about the pieces that are really necessary for your body to be healthy, for your body to function properly, for you to actually feel good. I mean, truly, when you nourish your body properly, you actually feel good. If you've ever gone on vacation, especially if you've gone on a cruise, right, Suze? All of a sudden, you know, you come home with, you know, an extra 5 or 6 pounds, but you notice that, you know, there's so much stuff available all the time that, you know, you're eating ice cream when, you know, maybe you'd eat ice cream once a week. But here you're having it after every meal, or maybe not breakfast. But those are the things that, you know, you start to do on a regular basis when you're, say, you're on that cruise or you're on a vacation or if you've fallen off the wagon and your body just at some point just says enough and you don't feel well. You could be bloated. You know, a lot of us, especially as women, you know, we always feel bloated. Maybe it's something that we're eating or not eating that's causing the problem. So we really want to talk about nourishment and, you know, eating real food. I talk constantly at Living Healthy List about eat real food. It is the number one pillar of what I talk about with every one of my clients, whether they want to lose weight, whether they want to focus on personal development or bringing some more fun into their life. The first pillar, eat real food, is absolutely essential to bringing your life and your business to that next level. You know, a lot of us think, you know, we're doing okay, but we can always do a little bit better.
Yeah. And I want to just add to that, that nourishment, you know, is so much more than just eating to lose weight or to feel energized. You know, it has to do with your mind and how your thoughts are working, how your business is running. And I guarantee if your eating habits are in the toilet, your business isn't going to be as successful. And I've noticed this for the last 12 years in working with small business owners, that the ones who are really nourishing themselves, mind, body, and soul, more than food, you know, taking that meditation time, taking that time out to drink enough water throughout the day, they're the ones that are truly successful in business. And I'm excited to really unpack all of those topics as we move forward. Anything else you want to say about nourishment, Denise?
You mentioned, you know, being energized, you know, energized in our body, in our business, in our family life. I mean, how often do you kind of get to that 3 o'clock time and just kind of fade? by nourishing your body, mind and spirit, you really can get to that point where, you know, 3 o'clock comes and goes and you still feel good. You still have the energy. You still have the oomph to, you know, to do the things that you love to do. And I think that's really the important piece. You know, obviously we all have, you know, we have families, we have careers. Some of us have businesses. We also have a life that's, you know, within ourselves. And I think that nourishment piece is really essential for that.
Yeah, I always, you know, kind of go back to your physiology, you know, your brain goes with that. So how your mind and your energy system work together to help you be that best version of yourself. And one of my favorite quotes of all times that really has been kind of a pillar for me was from Abraham Maslow, what one can be, one must be. And, you know, it just goes to say that not living as the best version of yourself is actually painful. Is actually, that's where mental illness, depression, anxiety lives, in that space of not taking care of yourself to the best of your ability. And I know there's lots of excuses out there, but if we want to get to that next level of success, that next level of happiness and joy, you know, because it's not all about work here. This is about fun. This is about enjoying your relationships. We really have to look at where dis-ease begins, mind, body, and soul. Where does it begin? And I truly believe it's with our food and with what we're putting into our bodies, thought-wise, energy-wise, who we're spending our time with, all of that good stuff. And I'd love to just remind everyone that tall buildings have deep foundations. And when you get those foundations of living down, just like Maslow's hierarchy of needs, when you get those foundations down, you can aspire to greatness in so many other areas. And, you know, just look at professional sports players. You know, they've made a career out of playing a sport, being an athlete. And what do they need to do to show up like that every day? They have to sleep well. They have to eat well. And they have to be hydrated or they're not going to get paid. And I want to challenge you that it's the same for you. If you own a business or you're an entrepreneur or you're just, you know, somebody who's a stay-at-home mom trying to work a job and, you know, homeschooling her kids, you need to have those foundations in place.
Absolutely. You know, when it comes to, you know, the foundation, you know, we talk about it, you know, at Living Healthy List, we're talking about it here, you know, eat real food, the nourish piece. And you mentioned before how all of those things, you know, that foundation brings joy. And I think that's the piece of life that so many of us are missing. And if it's really it can go back to that, such a simple thing, those kind of basic things, eating real food, getting enough sleep, you know, doing all the things we need to do for our body, how that joy can come in. I'm actually reading the Book of Joy by the Dalai Lama and Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And I got to say, you know, when I first picked up the book, I was expecting it to be like, oh my God, this is amazing stuff that I've never heard of before. But you know what? It goes back to the basics that you and I are always talking about. So yeah. Basics, you know, back to basics, you know, keep it silly, simple. I'm sure when I first heard that, it wasn't exactly the way they told me how to say that. But I think it really, yeah, I really think it is about, you know, going back to the basics, you know, being simple, and not making it so hard for ourselves.
Well, yeah. And I think, you know, our second pillar of, you know, this whole mission of doing this podcast was, you know, bringing light to how easy it can be. And I mean, so many people say to me, can it really be that easy? Can it really be that simple to change the way you think about food, to change your taste buds, to change your exercise habits? And so let's dive into a little conversation about exercise, the things we've learned over the last 55 years. I don't want to even talk about that too much. But, you know, I really think exercise, you know, I was under the belief for a long, long time because I was a competitive athlete, started out as a swimmer and then moved into cycling, eventually ended up a spin class teacher. And I thought I needed to work out as hard as possible every single day of the week. And, you know, I was doing boot camp classes, CrossFit classes, teaching spin classes. And I was needing to eat 4,000 calories a day just to keep from losing weight. And I didn't have my eyes opened about functional exercise until I got injured. And so let's talk about that a little bit. Let's debunk a couple myths about exercise, workouts, and weightlifting. And, you know, where do you stand on that right now?
So, okay. So as an athlete myself, I was a dancer in high all through high school and a fencer through high school and in college. So I fenced competitively. Yes, fencing, you know, on guard, that kind of thing. I fenced competitively my first couple of years of college. And, you know, with that, it was, there was always, we were always moving, whether we were actually practicing or if not, we were playing soccer, we were running, we were always doing something. And there was something to that, that I actually didn't get, I didn't understand until much later. So as a nearly 50 year old woman, what I have found through the years, and Suzanne and I were both the same, you know, work out hard, run 6 miles, you know, in less than an hour. And, you know, maybe I can run 10 miles. I ran a bunch of half marathons because as an athlete, that's what you did. You push, push, push yourself.
Yeah.
And then you push, push, push yourself. And then all of a sudden your body breaks down. Whether or not you're eating right or and sleeping right and hydrating, at some point your body does break down when you're pushing it that far. And as a coach, I've tried everything. I've done CrossFit. Actually, twice I think it might have been three times I did CrossFit, and twice I got hurt. You know, part of a lot of these programs are great for people who are already in awesome, incredible shape. But there's also that there's also a problem I find that if you don't have the right coach, then you're kind of doing things on your own. When you're doing them on your own, you might not be doing them properly. So I always do now recommend that people do work with somebody, at least in the beginning, until you know what the fundamentals are. Okay, back to that, going back to the basics, what are the fundamentals? So now at this stage in my life, I got a couple of creaky knees and, you know, things are not quite the way they were when I was in my 20s and 30s. So workouts and exercise is very different. I move a lot more. I exercise.
Well, I think that's the key right there, you know, because our, you know, when you own a business or you're an entrepreneur or you're a student, you have a sedentary lifestyle. And if you exercise, you know, 30 minutes a day, even 60 minutes a day, but then you sit on your rear end the rest of the time, hunched over a computer, you are still experiencing the effects of a sedentary lifestyle. So we're going to unpack that in lots of future episodes and, you know, some of the habits required not to have a sedentary lifestyle, from, you know, functional movement to moving every, you know, 20 to 30 minutes, you know, getting up and doing 5 minutes of movement. And, you know, really dialing in the foundation of an active lifestyle. And an active lifestyle doesn't mean somebody who works out every day.
All the time.
It means somebody who moves all the time. Our bodies were built for that. And, you know, my standing desk that I'm standing at right now, Well, we will be from now on, because I'm going to encourage you to do that. Because the movement, I'm just going to throw out my personal statistic here. When I sit at my desk for a 6 to 8 hour work day and don't exercise, I move about 3,000 steps in a day.
Wow.
When I stand at my standing desk and work, that goes up to between 6 and 7,000. So I double the amount of steps in my day. just by using a standing desk. Now that's super cool.
Right. And you're not even thinking about it. It's not something that's planned in. You're not thinking about it. It's just actually happening. So I'm going to say one other thing about, you know, I'm going back down to, apparently I'm the foundation person today. One of the things I've also learned about exercise and movement is having the right footwear. Holy friholies. I always, so back in the day, I was the 3.5-inch heel girl. You will not catch me doing that unless, you know, I'm walking into a restaurant for dinner and walking out. Because I've realized that the footwear that you wear affects the way you stand. It affects your gait. It affects your neck. I mean, how many times do women kind of walk around like this? Because we've been falling forward most of our lives wearing high heels. And so footwear is so important when it comes to movement, and even the movement like Suzanne is talking about, just, you know, standing at your desk, moving around, can't really do that in 3-inch heels. You can do that in a good pair of tennies.
Yeah, I think we need to have a whole episode where we unpack footwear, especially for women in the workforce, in the stay at home. You know, how different is it, you know, this past year during a pandemic, you know, wearing slippers all day? That's not good for you either. Nope. That can be just as bad as high heels. So I think we need to spend, let's put that on the schedule, a whole episode about the health of your feet and footwear and what you need to be doing. Maybe we can have some resources for
absolutely
our listener.
Yep. I've got a couple great resources. Awesome. Let's move on to our third kind of piece of our podcast. You know, we talked about nourish, we talked about movement, but now we're going to talk a little bit about, I'm going to say this, juste être. That's my French. Ooh, oui, oui. Just be. It's that be part that is really essential. And is part of this, you know, all of this fundamental. This is one of those that you can't ignore. I mean, you can ignore every now and then, you know, you may not eat well every single day of the week. You may not get the movement every single day of the week, but this is something that you really absolutely need to do for your health, your wellness, your personal wellness, your mental health, is this just be part. And Suzanne, I'm gonna defer to you on this one because you are the person who really has talked to me through the years about, you know, journaling and meditation. And I always look to you, you know, what is Suzanne doing in her, in that area in her life, and how can I bring that
so
into
much.
Me?
Thank you. I've always journaled and I've always kept track of what I was eating, exercise. I've always kept a written, you know, record of that. But it was really within the last 2 years that I dialed in that journaling process and really start taking a look at my fundamentals. You know, what time am I going to sleep on Monday night? And if I stayed up till 11, what time do I wake up? I like waking up naturally. I hate alarm clocks. I promised myself, you know, when I started working for myself that I wouldn't have an alarm clock anymore. So training myself to wake up at that time requires bedtime at a certain time. So your morning is kind of made the night before. And, you know, we're going to dive into topics all about remaining calm, remaining centered, remaining grounded. How to flip the switch when you have a negative moment or a negative person in your life. That's a whole entire episode.
Absolutely.
We're going to dive into, you know, really turning that and flipping that to the positive.
Right. Not reacting, actually be able to think about something before, you know, kind of forget the knee jerk reaction. Let's think before we speak, that type of thing.
Absolutely. And I think we'll definitely spend more than one episode unpacking breathing and stillness and how important that is. I'm an only child. My son's an only child. I'm used to spending quiet time, silence time, time alone, and how important that reflection on what you're doing, what's working, what's not working, what do I need to tweak? We're going to teach all that. We're going to talk about that. We're going to have a live studio audience for you. You guys can come in and interact with us, and then we'll take you into, after the show is over, we're going to have open Q&A. So that's super exciting to unpack all of these things, from boredom to nature to self-care to exercise, nutrition. And we want to just say that every week there's another diet, another lifestyle, another personal growth program. And when you really look at them, when you really magnify all these books you see behind me, everyone is saying the same thing, just in a different way. So pick what resonates with you and tap into that inner best version of yourself. And hopefully, listening to us, having these conversations, these interactive conversations, you can avoid spending hundreds, thousands of dollars and, you know, cut out that research part, listen, feel, and really, I guess our main mission is to really inspire you that you can do it too. Yep. So if you really need that simple, easy, broken down version of what you need to do, these components are what we're going to dive into here on The Crooked Climb. And we'll share some stories of failure, of heartache, of struggle, and help you
maximize. And success.
Oh, yeah. Well, that too.
Those two.
And help you maximize every area of your life.
Thanks everyone for joining us today at The Crooked Climb with Suzanne and Denise. We're here every second and fourth Friday at 3:30 Eastern Standard Time, and we will see you again in 2 weeks.
Thank you for tuning in to The Crooked Climb with Suzanne and Denise. Life and business are not linear. Your go-to solution for honest, reliable, and unbiased information you can use to master your life and business. To connect with Suzanne, visit thetailoredconsultingagency.com. That's tailored, T-A-Y-L-O-R-D. And to connect with Denise, visit livinghealthylist.com.